I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today, I actually had the amazing honor of sitting with Laura and Crystal. The thing that I love about the two of these ladies, some might even say Southern, was that they kind of came into this session with no expectations, just grateful for whatever messages came through. And I have to say this was a very powerful reading that they had. You know, you all know that I'm Catholic and I share that and I talk openly about God and the other side and heaven. But as you listen to this week's episode, I want everyone to take away maybe this thought. No matter what you're struggling with, no matter what your struggles are, maybe it's even choices and things that you've done in your past, know that no matter what, as long as you are loving, honoring, and respecting yourself, not harming yourself or harming anyone around you, God is there with open arms. And I think that there were several things that happened throughout this reading that even if you're struggling with faith, just have faith in an afterlife, in a higher power. I refer to him as God. You might refer to him as the universe, Yahweh, Buddha. But know that there is truly more to life than just here in the physical world. God bless. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. So who are these two lovely ladies in front of me with this beautiful erase board behind them that says, Hey Spirit?
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm Crystal, and this is my mom, Laura.
Hi, pleasure to meet you, ladies.
Same
nice
here.
To meet you.
Crystal, I wasn't sure if that was your older sister.
Yeah. Or
my twin. We're CPs in a pod.
Yes, definitely.
I can definitely tell that just by entering the room. Well, you
we
ladies
absolutely love you, and we're so excited to be here.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I was just going to say, you ladies look lovely. I'm very excited to be able to share my gift with you today. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I do appreciate the Hey Spirit dry erase board behind you.
Oh, yeah.
So assuming you ladies are big fans.
Yes. So I've got to tell you a quick story real quick.
Sure.
So we saw you at the Bon Secours Center probably 4 or 5 years ago when you came to Greenville, South Carolina. That's where we are from.
Oh,
and
okay.
We were so excited and you did a great show. It was amazing.
Yes.
And so I just started listening to the podcast because I watched all your TV show and stuff. And I just started listening to the podcast a few months ago. And I heard, if you want to try to be on it, call this number, leave a message. So I was like, there's no way, but I'm going to do it anyway. So called and had a conversation with my loved ones up there and said, if we're supposed to be on it, then let this happen. About a month later, I got the text from Victoria asking if we were still interested. And I was like, yes, yes. Well, my coworker / friend that day had, she out of the blue, did not know that I was listening to the podcast, did not know that I had tried to get on it, sent me a picture and said, look what my photo of the day was. And it was her and I at your experience. And I almost peed myself.
I almost had a diarrhea attack just now.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you have no idea what just happened. And she was beside herself as well. Yeah.
Those little things seem to pop up more often than people think. And that, to me, is a sign from spirit. That's a sign from your loved ones that they heard you, that yep. they're present, that they're with us at those exact moments. Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing it. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you attended one of the live shows, because I don't think that people really understand how powerful those live shows are, because it also kind of prepares you. I'm kind of glad that you went to a live show, because I think it's very different listening to the podcast, watching Long Island Medium. Those things are fantastic and great, and I love doing them. But the live shows, to be in a room and to feel it and to witness it, it's almost like I feel like you are really, really prepared for your session today.
Absolutely. Because, yes.
I don't think people also realize it is a lot. This is not easy. You guys have the hard part. I feel I have the easy part, because all I have to do is say the things that spirit is making me sense and feel and relay them to you. And knowing that those things that you hear in these next few moments are going to bring you peace and comfort. And that is my wish for you.
Thank you.
I am so happy and glad that you shared those stories with us. And even if someone's listening and thinking, oh, I want to be on the podcast, I've never been to a live show. And, you know, I think it is something really to experience, because it is something truly special.
It truly is.
So welcome to Hey Spirit. Even though you've been to everything that I do, you seem to know a lot about me. I'm just going to give a little quick speech, because I do feel that that is my sign to your loved ones that I am ready to work. What'll happen is, I just totally entered the other side way too quickly, so I kind of lost my train of thought. I feel like I have to just finish and just stop my speech, because I don't know who this gentleman is, but he's like interrupting me as I'm giving my speech to you. And when I said to you, we'll bring up things that happened years ago, and I heard how handsome I was, and I'm like, who's this? Like, what are you talking about? And then I felt that it had to do something with the departure. So I am going to start with the father figure that is departed. So if it is not your dad, Crystal, then it would be father-in-law, grandfather, or someone that was like a dad to you.
I have a father-in-law who's passed away.
Okay. Your mom? Could this be your dad?
It could be my father. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And would it be him? His way of like saying, oh, look how good I look. Look how handsome I am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this. It has to also do with, is your mom also departed as well?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Because she all of a sudden came barreling from the back of the room and said, they are just messing this up. Let me take over.
Oh, gosh. Yep.
But yes. I feel like it's important for your father-in-law to step forward, Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt like your husband struggles with his departure. Will never admit that.
Yeah.
Might exactly. not express that, which is fine. And this is not calling him out on anything. This is his dad's soul stepping forward and saying that, look, I know that you can't fathom maybe there is an afterlife, or even believe or understand mediumship or communication and all this. We're not asking him to believe in that. His father is stepping forward and saying, I need you to know that I could never be disappointed in you.
Okay.
That I don't want you to feel that you should have or could have or done anything more for me prior to my departure. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me, though, Crystal, that I feel like I get it. I understand it. So sometimes when, and this is new for me, so I'm still working through this sign and symbol. When they show me COVID, okay, it doesn't mean that the person passed from COVID. It could be during that time or validating a separation of not being able to be there for our loved ones the way that we needed or the way that we wanted to be there for them. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't care what it is that he is holding on to. But your father-in-law, he's going, yeah, Crystal doesn't even know because my son doesn't talk about it.
Oh, gosh. That's true.
Yes.
Yes.
So there is not, no way that I would know any of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
But this is a gift from his father in saying, just believe and know that my soul is at peace.
Good.
I am sorry what my death has left you with. I don't know if there were a lot of questions surrounding his departure or we don't have a lot of answers or it was just so quick, whatever it may be, because he's very private, your father-in-law.
Yes, he is. It was very quick and he was obviously, he was younger than we would have wanted, and he had his own struggles that he's okay. struggled with.
So you understand exactly what he's referring to, because I yes. feel he's very private, mm-hmm. and I've learned over the years that this is not about having to say certain things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's okay to talk about that. Some people don't and can't talk about the way that their loved ones died, or even mm-hmm. what led up to their departure. Yes. Fair enough?
Yes. Fair enough.
So know that he says, I am sorry what my death has left you with. I am sorry if you have questions or things just don't seem right or why, whatever they are. He says, I want you to take all of that and hand it back to me. And just know that my soul is at peace with God.
Okay. Awesome.
Nice to know.
And that I'm sorry.
Awesome.
Laura, your mother is very pushy. She yes. literally said to Crystal's father, okay, that's enough. I let you come in. I let you come in. I let you do what you needed to do.
Yes, that's her. Yes.
She's so annoyed that I acknowledged the men first. But I feel like she looked at me and she's like, but we got it out of the way, right, Teresa? Yes. Yep, yes. We got it out of the way.
Yes.
Is your mom from the South as well?
Yes, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Because I felt a southern, I don't even know how to explain it because I never even know if I had this before. I felt this southern way that she had with me. It was very inviting, very warm,
yes.
loving, and very southern.
Yes.
But also letting me know she takes no shit.
No, that's exactly right.
Yes, that's yeah. right.
And I feel like she has this hospitality, this warmth to her. I said, I never felt that before because I almost wasn't going to say that because I was like, okay, you told me you're from South Carolina. That's South. But your mom literally said to me, but I'm Southern.
Yes.
There's a difference. Yes, she says, yes. you might not realize it, Teresa, but there's a difference. And I felt that it was important because why the Southern hospitality needed to come forward with is because she made me feel like she was not able to do these things prior to her death. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she has me standing at the stove. I'm cooking, I'm baking, I'm doing all these things. She has the sweet tea for me. She has everything. And like, I'm like, I don't want tea. And she's like, you're going to like it. Have some. And here's the funny thing. I usually, before I work, I only drink tea, like warm, like a soothing tea, or I have water. I do not have water beside me. I have this. It's not something that I typically drink. It's right. something new, but I find that it's like almost like, you know, we got that peach Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
I share those things because I don't think people realize the things that I do the mornings, like or before I'm getting ready to work, on how spirit does prepare and communicate with me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yep. I feel like your mom is like, as I'm having this side conversation with you, like she's telling me, we don't have to talk about how sick I was, right? Because I wasn't sick, Teresa. Don't you look at me like that. I wasn't sick. So whether if that's the way she was with what she went through, was that correct?
We always joke that she had nine lives.
We always had nine lives.
We were called to the
ICU.
A number of times to, and this is bad, but where it got to a point where we would just be laughing, having a good time because we're like, this is not her time. But
and we'd get kicked out of the ICU.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. You know.
But it's this thing of where your mom is like, A, never thought she was going to die. And B, of like, oh, don't worry, I'm fine.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Of like, yes. I'm not sick. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Do you have children, Crystal?
Yes.
Your mom says, I want to talk about the children.
Okay.
So know that she is watching over the children. If you feel, does she know what's going on? Is she a part of their lives? Is there a child that in particular reminds you of your grandmother?
My daughter. Yes. I always think to myself, my grandma and I were super close. I always said I was the favorite grandchild, but I always think to myself, if she was around when my daughter was born, it would have just been the four of us would have been just a comedy group.
So validating for you that her soul is a part of it, if you wonder, she knows of the children, watches over the family, validating that held the souls before coming here into the physical world, and more importantly, knowing of how the family has grown. How do you connect with the number 12? Is someone the age of 12? Is it the 12th of a month or the month of December? So it could be a birthday, anniversary.
My brother was born on November 12th.
And is he departed as well?
Yes, he is.
So no, because I kept seeing all these other young males behind your mom, validating that the souls are together. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm so glad. Yes.
Now, did your brother not have a strong faith? And that's only because this is my symbol. When a soul does the sign of the cross and they stand with the Blessed Mother, it is just my symbol because I am Catholic. So that's my symbol for that my soul is at peace with God. So sometimes it could be whether if it was the way that someone died or they died too young, or maybe they didn't have a strong faith or lost their faith towards the end of their life. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. My brother died of AIDS.
Okay. So knowing that his soul is safe and at peace with God, is with mom and all of your loved ones. And then he literally leaned over and whispered in my ear. He goes, yeah, he goes, my mom is still a pain in the beep.
I love it.
He goes, I love how she made you feel her Southern hospitality, Teresa. But, you know, heaven or no heaven, she's still a pain in the butt.
That would be true. Yes, that would be true. Yes.
I don't think a soul has ever said that to me before. And then your brother said to me, and you've never met a soul like my mother before. That's fine.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. I want to share with you how I love how your family is just making me feel, I can't explain it. It's like your mom made me feel the Southern hospitality and your brother, just this gentle, loving soul.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just so sweet and so like loving and giving and really just wanting to live life carefree.
Yes.
He says, that's why I communicate with you through the birds and through the feathers. So Do you find feathers in odd places? Do you notice birds?
Yes, at my office, I've been feeding the pigeons and birds for years, and they leave feathers at my door all the time.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yes. I don't mean that as a pun. Yes. Yes.
Your brother's gone for some time. Your brother is not just newly departed, correct?
No, he's been for many years now. Yes.
Uh-huh. Validating for you that the soul is free. He is a free spirit and that his soul is with God.
I love that. Thank you.
Don't know why this is important because, again, I don't think someone has ever said this to me before. And you might have to interpret it your own way. He literally showed it to me as a film strip. And more importantly, I felt it. He made me feel that God welcomed him with open arms. But it was important for you to know that. Does that make sense?
Yes, he was such a good soul. And I think he struggled with being gay.
And faith. This is why I love how it is important to let the souls channel the way that they need to channel. By your brother just making this presence of doing the sign of the cross, validating that his soul is at peace. And never have I ever said to someone, God has welcomed me with open arms.
Oh, wow. I just love that. Thank you.
Because I looked at your brother and I could see he had like tears in his eyes. Mm. And I said to him, I said, what are the tears for? He says, it's a release. Mm. Of finally, when I got to the other side of accepting and knowing that I was who God intended me to be.
Mm. Wow. Thank you.
He made me feel like... Were you very close to your brother?
Yes.
I would swear, because I saw your brother as soon as I entered the other side, and I would have sworn that this was like your husband. But you have to understand, I feel spirit as a bond way.
Right.
And I felt like that it was this bond that you shared with him of where someone might have with their spouse, where they could tell them anything, share everything, you know, confide in them. And I felt like that is how your brother felt with you, that no matter what was going on in his life, he could share with you.
Yes. Me to him also. He was my best friend.
So know that he wants to thank you for all of the encouragement, peace that you have given him.
Oh, thank you.
Who else lost a child besides your mom?
Your mom lost one.
And
I've lost two.
Yeah, it might. Okay. Miscarriage. Yes.
So know that they bring the souls forward, validating that the souls are safe and at peace and continue to grow on the other side.
Wow.
Do you have boys, Crystal?
Mm-hmm. See you.
Because I felt like your father-in-law chimed in from the background and goes, yeah, that house, it's a madhouse over there.
Yes, tell him thank you, because I swear my youngest one is a rebirth of him.
Literally looked at me and was like, they're boys.
Yep.
They're boys.
Yeah.
Boys will be boys.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does somebody have like a dirt bike or like a mini bike or like a quad, or is that something that maybe your husband has?
We got my youngest son a little kid ATV for his birthday in January, and he rides that around like he's the coolest thing on earth.
Perfect. Know that your father-in-law is validating that he watches over and knows. And I think that this, again, is important because to kind of restore your husband's faith a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to be so sad that I died.
Okay.
I feel like he still can't believe that his dad died.
Yeah.
It's still, that's how either fast or quick or this whole, it was like, I feel like I'm in this whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. It was a whirlwind. It was a phone call that he was in ICU. And I think maybe a week later, my husband was picking out all the arrangements and he had died. So
know that he says, I know how hard that was, but I want to thank you for the way that you handled me leaving the physical world. And I know that it's still so unbelievable, but my soul has not left you. And I wish I was able to tell you how much I appreciated and how proud, but more importantly, how much I loved you.
Okay.
And he says, and I tell my son that I heard him tell me goodbye.
Okay.
And how much he loved me.
He was the only one in the room.
He said he needed to be.
Yep, he did, because I was there the whole time. And then finally, after hours, I was like, I'm just going to run and get something to eat. And as soon as I left, it was just him and him.
Because he needed that moment to say what he needed to say out loud to his dad. Even though he whispered it in his ear, maybe, or he needed to have that space.
Wow.
Yep.
To do that.
Wow.
And I think that it's important that your husband knows that his dad is proud of the decisions and choices that he really had to make. So whether it would be medications, a certain doctor, maybe transferring him, maybe actually removing him from a life support, whatever it may be, because he keeps showing me a light switch. So that's my symbol for that. Your husband had to make these choices and decisions.
He was the one that had to call it. Yeah.
Yes. His father wasn't always there for him growing up.
His dad already made me feel that it was almost like, because when your mom was like, shoo, like, I can't believe I let him come through. But really, I felt like it was when souls come through and they say that they're sorry. And
right.
They take responsibility. That's the validation that the soul had to relive his life through his son's eyes.
Right.
So
right.
He had to feel that disappointment and whatever it is, that your husband's emotions, they're his feelings. So whatever it is, his father has said, I'm sorry what my death has left you with. And that is for your husband to know.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, for sure.
And it's so important, because I feel like that your husband is twice the father and man that his dad was.
You just gave him to
him. Yes.
He's the best father.
I always say he's heaven sent.
Yeah.
He was sent from heaven for her and the children.
There's something very admirable about your father-in-law, Crystal, in this moment, because I feel like he's saying to me, Teresa, just because I didn't know how to unconditionally love, and because there were certain parts of my life that I lived my life a little selfish, fair enough. He says, that doesn't mean that I wasn't a good person or that I wasn't a good dad. Or he goes, I didn't know how to be at times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was funny. I knew him well enough, but not great. But he, mm-hmm. all the stories I hear, he was a funny, funny guy. So.
But I do feel that he is very remorseful, sorry for how he couldn't be. I think it's important that you also realize when souls make me feel something and they have me say something, it's sometimes to an extreme. So it doesn't always have to be exactly. A lot of times it is, but a lot of times it's not. It's just to get their point across. Mm-hmm. Because your father-in-law actually looked at me and said, there's a part of me that feels that he understands what a privilege it is to be able to give messages to his son.
Wow.
Good.
He considers it a privilege.
Yes. Yes.
So because of the words that he chose me to use, I'm going to say that I guess he didn't value certain things as much as he should have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
And he sees from the other side on how important it is. And he says, and for that, I am sorry. So I want my son to know that I do know of the man that he is and the father that he has become. Mm-hmm. And that I know that he is twice the father that I was. Mm-hmm. Do not get this miscommunicated with. It doesn't mean that his father was not a good man. It's validating that his dad knows of the man that your husband has become.
Awesome.
Did your husband ask you what you were doing today?
I did not tell him anything about it until I got the date and time I was going to be on the show.
Because your father-in-law went to, I asked him to validate. He goes, yeah, he goes, my son was like, you're doing what? When? What is that?
Yep. He knows of you, but, and no offense, but he,
that's fine.
He's got his own beliefs and issues and stuff, but this is going to be great for him to hear.
This is the thing. Anyone can sit here and we can say, oh, but how would I know that?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That literally what happened. It validates that his dad's soul was present. I know it because this has nothing to do with me. This has to do with your loved one's souls. Mm-hmm. So this is why I always say I get, and more importantly, respect that it's hard to understand what I do. I even have a hard time understanding sometimes because I'm like, how did that happen? But validating that it's okay. It's okay. He doesn't have to understand what I do. Just understand and know and embrace the fact that his father's soul hasn't left him and is a part of his life. And that is it.
And that, yep. I think he'll be a believer now.
Yes.
But I want him, more importantly, to believe in an afterlife. I want him to believe in that soul bond. That's what I want him to believe in.
Yes. Yes.
And now your grandmother is going, can we get back to my recipes? I go, what do you mean your recipes? So I don't know if there's something that you all make, whether it be around a holiday. Usually when they show me like a special pie, it's just my symbol for like a holiday or a tradition type of thing that she wants me to say, attempt to make. But I think she's just bragging or feeling that she's the only one that could make something so good.
Yes. We do have her recipes. In every holiday, we bring out the recipes and we make the same thing every year.
And she used to sit at the counter and boss us around and tell us what we're doing wrong or what to do. Yes. And so we always joke that she's with us every holiday.
Every holiday, yes. And now I sit at the counter while they bake, my two daughters.
This is the thing that I love in this very moment of your experience is that forget the fact that there's no way that I would know about it.
Yes.
But it's so crazy on how she's validating it. What a beautiful way of saying, I know how you still carry out all the family traditions and how important it is to me. But she is making me feel like that you did kind of change the recipe a little bit.
The chocolate chip cookies.
The chocolate chip. Yeah. She did. Yes.
Your brother says to me that you had some type of spiritual experience with him. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I did. After he died. I don't know if it was a dream. I don't know. I mean, it was just so real. I was having such a hard time. And it was like, this is going to sound silly, but it was like I answered the phone in our family home where we grew up. And he just described heaven to me and that he was fine. And how beautiful everything was. And I mean, it was so real.
So here we are once again. I want you to realize how powerful these messages are. He said to me, you had this spiritual experience with his soul. That was a visitation. And the fact that this just came off of the heels of your mom saying, carrying out the family traditions and not everyone has that, and that your visitation was in your family home.
It was.
And here we are talking about heaven once again.
Wow. Wow.
I always feel that sometimes the way that souls channel is such a testament to the people that I'm reading of who they are.
Wow.
Because I can feel already that your experience and this episode is going to bring so many people so much peace because they might be struggling with themselves because of life decisions and choices or how they choose to live their life. And they might not believe in God or embrace heaven because of that. And I think this is such a beautiful moment in your session of your brother validating again. He did it in the very beginning. And here we are again, where God had welcomed him with open arms.
Teresa, I will be honest with you too, and I haven't even told my daughters, but I kept praying and saying, you know, if my brother came through to let me know if that was a real experience or what that was when that happened after he passed away.
1,000,000% that was your brother's soul letting you know that his soul was at peace with God and in heaven. But he said to me, I described heaven to you, but it is a trillion times more beautiful and peaceful than you can ever imagine.
That's exactly his words when I talked to him. That's exactly what he told me.
What?
He said the colors, there's more colors than you have now. The colors are beautiful. That's exactly what he's told me. His words were exact.
Yes. Your whole experience today is about God, heaven, and faith.
Yes, yes. And that's why he struggled so much when he did come out. He did have that faith so strong, you know, and I know he struggled, and yes.
But what a gift to give you in this moment.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I never want to take away from someone's experience, but your brother is making me feel like he literally thanked me for allowing him to have this platform, in a sense, his soul, to be able to, I've never addressed the audience or people listening during someone's reading. But this is your brother in saying, don't turn from your faith. Know that God loves you no matter who you are, as long as you are not harming others and harming yourself, you live life the way that God intended you to live.
Yes.
And know that we have a loving God.
And my brother was the most giving and the most caring and the most always for the underdog.
What a gift.
Yes. Thank you.
What a beautiful, I've never experienced something like that. The feeling that all of your loved ones have given me is just so, I can't explain it. And I share that because it validates the strength of their souls, how they're all together, even though they might not have known each other. Because your uncle didn't know your father-in-law, right, Crystal?
Right. Yes.
And wait, this is your mom, your grandparents? We didn't even really know them either, Teresa.
They didn't.
But it validates that even though we might not have known people here in the physical world, that we didn't know each other, we are connected on the other side because they're connected to you.
Wow.
And it validates our soul circle. Did you have a box of your grandmother's jewelry, Crystal? Was there like a box of costume jewelry?
My other grandma, Grandma Izzy, did.
I have a box of my mother's jewelry, costume jewelry.
Okay, yes. Perfect. So we have two, a box of costume jewelry.
Yes.
Is there like a brooch or a pin in one of those?
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't taken it out. And then again, my mother-in-law, I also have. And she definitely had brooches and pins because she wore scarves all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. There's something, and I don't know what this is, but I feel like she's showing me a peacock pin with all stones in it.
Yeah.
That is just my symbol for that there might be a piece of jewelry, could be monetary value or hold a different type of value, whatever it is. But I'm made to feel like that it has value, like it shouldn't be in the costume jewelry box is how they're making me feel. So whether if they want you to wear it or maybe there was a piece that did get mixed in. Okay, so now they're showing me peacocks again. So can you connect with peacocks or peacock feathers?
To me, Grandma Izzy, for some reason.
Yes, but that is true. Yes, definitely. Okay. Yes, yes, your grandma. Yeah.
Perfect. I do feel like that there's something in there that is so unique and so... I feel like
I just keep thinking about that one ring that you held on to for me with all the different stones.
Yes. There's a ring. There is. Yes. Very unique, never seen anything like it.
And yes. I wanted to keep it, but my mom was like, let me hold that for you because I don't want that getting lost.
I just had a feeling about this ring because it's beautiful, but it's just different.
I felt like it needed to be reborn again or like brought out again. This does not mean now you give the ring to Crystal tomorrow.
Right.
I
just looked at that Friday.
Did you really?
Stop it. So look, when Spirit brings things up like this, first of all, I asked Spirit for one more thing to validate your session. Because it was so powerful, so unique, so beautiful. I said, I need one more thing. And I love how the ancestors kind of came through and stepped forward with this. And it validates that her soul was with you at the exact moment. And when Spirit brings up things that we're thinking about doing or wanting to do, it means that they heard us. And if we choose, they support the choice and decision. But I almost feel like I want to like have the piece checked as well.
I will have to do that. Definitely.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Teresa, I haven't tried it on to see if it fits. I did. It's just such a pretty ring. It's just
it is.
Beautiful.
And is it a lot of colors in it?
Yes. Different colored stones.
Because I just kept saying, why do you keep showing me like this peacock? Because you know what, like a peacock is all these beautiful different colors. And I just felt like that it had a lot of other meaning than just this unique piece of jewelry.
Yes. And it is unique. And it looks like rubies, emeralds. It's just beautiful.
Amazing. And I'm also going to say this. I felt like that your experience today was nothing that you thought it would have been.
Yeah, we didn't know what to.
Yeah, really. We didn't even, we never even really talked about. We just was just going to let
just
it come.
Just wanted it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And as each and every soul that came forward, I feel came forward with such a powerful message. But I have to say, Crystal, it is your uncle and Lori, your brother, that sent the loudest, most beautiful, faithful message.
That was the main person I wanted to come through for my mom.
It was. She
as much as we love you, Grandma.
Yes, we love you, Mom. But my brother is just, it was just the hardest. But and for you to ask about that, spiritual, what happened? It just blows my mind. Yes.
His entire channeling, everything that he channeled was just mind-blowing to me. so unique and beautiful and faithful and still learning and speaking the word of God, because that's what he did. That's what he did. And he just did it again. I feel like 20 years later.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And Teresa, I will say this too. He has a daughter and she's wonderful. And he has three grandchildren. And I cannot wait to tell her about this.
Amazing.
Yeah, she was very young when he died. So.
What a beautiful, beautiful experience. And it just truly validates no matter what we think, no matter what we expect. And I feel like the two of you came into this session with perfect expectations of just whatever it is. We are grateful for the experience, and you had a reading that you never expected in a million years.
I didn't. It's just been amazing.
I just love your energy, how you both are so carefree and so light with spirit. And even though that you have had all of these departures and lost loved ones and your brother at a very young age, I can't say it enough on how beautiful your experience was.
Well, thank you so much. We love you, Teresa. And what you do is just, it's just so wonderful.
Well, the two of you are just so wonderful as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Crystal Coker, and I'm from Greenville, South Carolina.
And I'm Laura Wells, and I'm also from Greenville, South Carolina. And I'm Crystal's mom. It was truly amazing. I didn't have hopes or, you know, think different. I would take whatever was given, and it was truly amazing. Very comforting, especially with my brother. That was my biggest hope. So,
yeah, same with me. The main reason I reached out was for my mom, because I was really wanting her to get that connection with my uncle. And so that was very exciting. And she nailed my grandmother on the head for sure. So that was good. And for my husband too. I'm excited for him to be able to hear it. He just texted me and said, "How's it going?" And I said, "Wow, your dad was the first one that came through, and I can't wait for you to hear the episode."
And my brother, the spiritual experience I had with him after he died, that just truly blew my mind. Because I've always wondered, and I asked, I've been praying that if that was truly him, to let me know. Validation of my brother. Yes, that was just totally amazing. And there's no way Teresa could have known. I mean, we've talked about that. I mean, ever since he passed.
And the fact that she pretty much literally used the exact words that
he told her, that my brother
told me. It's even more beautiful than
it was like hearing him say it again to me, describing heaven. I mean, it was exactly what she said. It's what he said. I just want to thank Teresa for this experience. I love what she does. And I know it just means so much to us and to everyone who gets to have this experience. It's just truly amazing. And I will be forever grateful.
Yes, I'm very thankful too. And Alex, you and Victoria have been amazing too through the communication and all that stuff. And Teresa was just as great as I was expecting, if not better. So.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.